Today is Friday, April 19th. It's good you're here. Have you heard of the Divine Praises? In the late 18th century, Jesuit Father Luis Felici compiled the Divine Praises, a series of praises to God and some of the saints. These were to be said to make amends for blasphemy and profanity. It became common practice to include these at benediction, a service which includes prayers and hymns. Most often the Blessed Sacrament is on the altar. They are, Blessed be God. Blessed be His holy name. Blessed be Jesus Christ, true God and true man. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be His most sacred heart. Blessed be His most precious blood. Blessed be Jesus in the most holy sacrament of the altar. Blessed be the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete. Blessed be the great Mother of God, Mary, most holy. Blessed be her holy and immaculate conception. Blessed be her glorious assumption. Blessed be the name of Mary, Virgin and Mother. Blessed be Saint Joseph, her most chaste spouse. Blessed be God in His angels and in His saints. Now we turn to the Gospel reflection. Baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20. This week's passage is a great wrap-up of Matthew's Gospel. In the five sentences of this passage, Jesus uses the word all several times. All power has been given to me. Make disciples of all nations. Teach them all that I have commanded you. The reign of God has begun on earth. History has taken a new turn. Jesus Christ has affected everything. A whole new age has begun. The life, death, and resurrection of Jesus is not a footnote in human history. All human life has been changed because of Him, including my life. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.